I'm a little bit concerned about expiration notifications being advertised in local papers and only being advertised in the local government area of where that expiration licence is. And we've had a number of expiration licences applied for up in our area, the Gloucester area, that I believe probably may have quite an effect on the manning. Yet those expiration licences weren't notified to the people of the manning area. Do you have a concern about that, that you're not getting to find out what may affect your watering before it gets to your area?
Absolutely, and we've found that it has been quite exclusive, and we've had to make a real point of going out and getting that information. And if we hadn't, I mean, goodness knows what the result would have been down the track. But I find it confusing that under the new legislation, Gloucester would have had the buffer zone around them and the CSG wouldn't have been viable and all that sort of thing. And then there's the other consideration that downstream, there's a township of 75,000 people that have no, as you said, no other choices. And yet we're having volumes of salt that can't be dealt with in the city limits of where the process is going on. And yet, yes, there's been no real consultation with the people that are downstream.
Yeah, so the fact that the water from our area travels far and wide, as far as up to Taree and down as far as Port Stephens, the Karura River runs down to Port Stephens, there's some very sensitive fisheries in both those areas. A lot of people rely on the rivers and the oceans and the estuaries for their living, to grow oysters and fish. The fact that they're not being told what may affect their livelihoods, I feel is a little bit out of line. Are you aware of anything the government might be doing to fix that problem?
Well, I'm not. Do you have any idea, Bruce?
No, there's nothing going on, as far as I know, to fix that problem.
I think that's something we probably should maybe approach our local members at least about, and maybe going a little bit further than that. Bruce, you were involved with Transgrid wanting to put extra wires up to Lansdowne and high-tension wires, and it turned out that you found out some very interesting information that conflicted with the information being provided to the government about the necessity for the project. Could you just fill us in on that a little bit?
Yeah, Transgrid wanted to build a 330,000-volt electricity superhighway down the Manning Valley. This is the big power lines, the big coat hangers, the big steel towers. And they justified it on figures that were proven to be rubbery figures. Basically, the demand that they were saying for electricity, that they were saying was there, simply wasn't there. And it ended up there was an independent review commissioned by the state government into the project called the Mid-North Coast Energy Review. And that review concluded that he failed to see the justification for a 330,000-volt power line, and Transgrid ended up abandoning the project. First of all, they downgraded it to a 132,000-volt project, and then finally they abandoned the project.
Interesting that they tried to get halfway through it. I suppose that gets the basic infrastructure in, it gets the landholders to have to give over their property. Landholders' rights are eroded by that. I suppose it might have been a case of that if they could get the half amount in, they could then maybe extend it further down the track, but it's turned out that they really didn't need it at all.
We were told originally when they came to us, they sat in a meeting with their hands on their hearts and said, the senior Transgrid executives, and they said, Mr. Robertson, Mr. Epov, if this line is not built by 2016, the lights in the valley will go out. Well, the lights in the valley won't go out and the project hasn't been built. It's that simple.
So you've got an experience of finding that you can't necessarily trust the information provided by the big companies. The idea of your loss of trust in that system, does that flow on into other parts of your life at all?
Look, I think it was a very sobering experience, the whole Transgrid experience. I ended up being threatened with defamation action by Grid Australia, which is the peak body for all the transmission service providers. And luckily they dropped that action, but you know, it's a pretty sobering experience. The whole transgender experience is not really one I'd wish on anyone, and it does change your perception of what's fair and reasonable in Australia today.
Yeah, but a lot of people up in Gloucester are affected by the things that are going on here and the processes that they're having to go through, the feeling of that lack of trust in the companies that are putting forward the information to us, and the idea that it can eventually end up at something to the point where you have companies trying to take you to task in court. We've had some of our government ministers accuse people of being extremists and radicals, and I'm seeing there's people that they're accusing of being extremists. They're mature, wise people, quite often well over 50 years old and up to 80 and 90. We've got the wisdom of the country questioning our government on their intentions.